Good morning, good morning. This is the old Trailblazer coming to you once again from our studios here at 501 Opelousas Avenue in old New Orleans. And this is the old Trailblazer bringing you another study from God's Word. I wish you'd sit down and write me. Oh, listen, would you sit down and write me and let me know that you're listening? Let me know that you're hearing the old Trailblazer, wherever you're hearing me from. And would you write me? Would you sit down and write me? I pray that you would. My mailing address is the old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. We're bringing you a series of studies now on the blood redemption, and we're looking at blood on the mercy seat. And in our last study, we were looking there at our Lord there on the mercy seat, or sitting next to the God of the heavens, right there in the heavens, and looking at what our Lord, who our Lord is. He's all-wise, all-powerful, all-loving, all-merciful. So there's no need for you and I to fear, believer, what the Lord will do. In Psalms 57, we read, "In the shadow of thy wings I will make my refuge." Christ, listen now. Christ was on the throne, the omnipotent man, who is the very God. He's seated on the throne for us. And listen, he knows each one of us by our name. I wish you'd think about that just a moment with me. Think about it. Wherever you are, you may be there in a little cottage home somewhere in the backwoods, in the piney woods there somewhere. You may be there in the frozen north in your little humble home. You may be on the high rise in a penthouse there somewhere across the Mississippi River here. Or you may be in your old 18-wheeler heading up and down the road, bringing produce and stuff across this country. But did you know if you're his child, he knows you? He knows your name. He knows the problems you're going to face when you get home. He's going to face an unruly wife or unruly set of children because their hearts are depraved. He knows all of that thing, my friend. Therefore, we can sit at his feet in quietness, knowing that he will not rest until he works everything out for our good, according to Isaiah 62. Then David said again in Psalms 56, What time I am afraid, I will trust thee. Believer, isn't it marvelous to know the Lord? Isn't it grace upon grace and know that we have such a Savior, such a Redeemer at the right hand of God, who liveth to make intercession for us, who is concerned with all of our problems, our trials? How many trials and heartaches do we have now? We cause most of them ourselves. We do. We cause most of 99%, I believe, of all our problems are caused by our own selves. We walk out of God's will. We want to have our own way. We're so contrary, just like a child is contrary, is cross. Listen, my friend, we cause all of those things. But listen, the Lord knows all about them. He's our mercy seat. We can come to him. Did you know you can come to the mercy seat? I do. Every need of this work here at Radio Mission, the old Trailblazer broadcast, the Voice of Truth broadcast, the bookstore, the storehouse, the printing press, all of those needs, I bring them to the Lord day by day. And then at night when I get quiet, you know, my wife's sleeping and everything's quiet, I can't sleep. Many, many nights I lay there and silently pray for you out there. Many of you who have written me and told me you wanted to be saved. Then I pray for every endeavor of this work, where the messages are going across this nation, Sunday after Sunday, on the Voice of Truth broadcast. I wish you'd write me. I'd send you a radio schedule of all our broadcasts and also the Trailblazer. But if you would help me with those broadcasts, I appreciate it. If you would, I pray for you that you would. Did you know the Lord doesn't need you? He doesn't need your money. No, did you know the Bible tells us to give? That's right, he tells us to give. And we do. Many, many of our folks are giving, supporting this work. Oh, listen, but I come to the Lord with every need, and then I come with every joy. The blessings of that have been mine, every sorrow, every problem, they're not a problem too big. They're not a problem too small. I'm praying now with our folks here. Many of our folks have joined with me to pray for a spiritual awakening. Do you know anything about a spiritual awakening, my friend? Back there in the days that's gone by, the old gray-haired, stoop-shouldered preachers would preach God's word as it is to men as they are, without fear or favor, without compromise, and the Lord would bless it because the hearers would travail in soul. What does that mean? It means to labor. It means to, if the root word is actually torture. The word prevail, travail is to torture. We need to be, oh, Father, if only we knew how to travail in soul. bring us to that time. But, my friends, listen. I go away with every need satisfied. It may not be just like I wanted it. Pastor Shelton, the old trailblazer, used to say, we don't need our wants. We need our want to fixed. A lot of times we want stuff that we don't need. But he said, we need to get our want to fixed. A lot of you folks out there who are not saved, you need to get your want to fixed. A lot of you folks who are throwing God's money away, taking it and throwing it away. Some of you on trash, some of it on the casino, some of it on the gambling boat, some of it on the cosmetics just to make your old body look better, just to facelifts and all of those things. That's so foolish, my friend, so foolish. And then listen, let me lay this on your heart. Have you got your estate tied up to where your ungodly children and ungodly relatives can't get into it when you die and gone? We got folks here in this ministry who are on the deathbed. And I've interceded with them. Don't let some ungodly child have your estate that you worked hard for and you want the Lord to have it and you never have gotten around to doing it. Make it out right now. Make out a will and leave it here to the radio missions. You can do that. You write me. I can help you with it. And we don't want your money, but we want you. If you want your money to come here, we want it to come here. And I hate to see some ungodly child. I've seen that thing before. And I've seen those who told me they knew the Lord, and they come to die, and their bank account was frozen by some family member who cared nothing for the gospel. I don't want that to happen to you. No, sir. So make plans now. Listen. Then how do we come to the Lord empty-handed? I come there confessing my sins, confessing my weaknesses, confessing all of my needs, not my wants, and I go away filled. I go away with every need supplied. No matter what the nature of the need is, this is what Christ crucified, buried, risen, and exalted at the right hand of God means to me. Listen, my friend. Oh, listen. Does he mean that to you? That's what the mercy seat means to me. There in the moment, day or night, that I don't come there. I wish in connection to this thought, you'd read Romans, as I said in our last study. Read the last few verses of Romans 8, 31 through 34. And then in Leviticus 17:11, we find these words. It is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. In Exodus 25:22, we read, there I will meet with thee, and I will commune with thee from above the mercy seat. Now, my sinner friend, I know you're listening. I know many of you listen. May I turn this message now towards you? And by the Spirit of the living God, could I lead you to the mercy seat this morning? Let me sit down there by your side. Let's just take time out. Let me sit down by your side and talk about your soul condition. Don't you like to do that? Let me open up this conversation with you in a form of a question. Oh, listen, my friend. Have you ever felt your need of salvation? Have you ever seen yourself slipping out into eternity lost? Oh, have you ever made the statement, I wish I could be saved? Have you ever bowed your head and said, oh, I wish I knew the Lord? Then, my friend, have you ever sought salvation in Christ as one who must obtain it or perish and go to hell? Have you laid aside everything and said, I must be saved? I've got to be saved. I've got to know Christ. Nothing matters. It's not my mother, not my father, but it's me, O Lord. It's not my sister, not my brother, but it's me, O Lord. Then so, would you talk with me for just a little while? You know, when once you feel that burden of sin and the wrath of God abiding upon your soul and find that you have spent your whole life without God, then, sinner, then, when it dawns on you, you begin to cry, what must I do to be saved? And let me tell you something. The cry of an awakened sinner, oh, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. That finds God in the very attitude of grace. And then you're ready to be pointed to the mercy seat where you can find mercy. Let me say again here. The mercy seat was the lid of the Ark of the Covenant. It was sprinkled with blood seven times, which typified the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that cleanses us from all sins, according to John 1:7. Without shedding of blood, there is no remission. The sinner deserves to die. Don't ever get away from that. Don't take issue with that. The sinner deserves to die, but it's where this is where the blood on the mercy seat is to be found. The only place, my awakened sinner, where you can find mercy is at the mercy seat. That mercy seat is Christ. Do you ever stop to think, my awakened sinner, that your case is a desperate case, that you're under the wrath of God? The Bible says God is angry with you every day. You're condemned to die, and you will die if mercy is not found. Your deserved doom must be carried out, and if you're to escape, your punishment must be exacted at the hands of another. You must have a substitute. I wish I could sit there now and whisper in your ear at this moment, oh, that it would find lodgment in your very soul. Christ took your place, sinner, died in your stead, and the place where you will find mercy now, this morning, today, is a place where the blood is. No other place can you find mercy but at the mercy seat, which is Christ, and you may come. You're invited to come. You must come if you would escape the wrath of God. Christ said, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Christ said again, ye will not come to me that you might have life. But listen, would you come this morning? Sinner, my sinner friend, my brother, my sister, oh, my friend, my loved ones, my congregation, my radio audience, would you come? Would you come this morning, humbly bow in your head and say, Lord, I'm such a sinner. I'm such a sinner. The old trailblazer don't know anything about my heart as I've seen it. I'm such a sinner. Did you know the Bible says Christ came to seek and to save just such as you are? He did. The Bible says that the whole need not a physician but the sick. And you're sick today, sick in your sins. Maybe you're sick of sin. I came there one day sick of sin. I longed after the righteousness of God. Don't you long to be washed and cleansed in the blood of the Son of God and come forth whiter than snow? Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Did you ever see a young baby after it had its bath? Oh, mother took it in the room and gave it a good warm bath and sprinkled it with good smelling powder and put on a new diaper and a new diaper shirt and brought it there to you in your lap in the living room and put it in your lap, and it smelled so good and it was so clean. His little old eyes were sparkling and everything was so clean and fresh about it, and oh, you could just love it to death. That's the way we are when the blood is spread, when the blood is sprinkled over us. When the Lord died, he made me just as clean as that newborn baby that's had his bath. He did. And he's powdered and perfumed us up now to where we are, where we can enter the presence of God because of the shed blood. Where are your sins this morning, sinner? Are you carrying them around on your back? Not me. The old trailblazer sins are hidden from as far as the east as from the west. They're cast into the depths of the sea. They're covered by a thick cloud and can no longer be seen. Oh, no. You say, well, trailblazer, you just bragging. No, sir. You can come there to that mercy seat today, my friend. It's there. It's available. And the Lord said, I'll commune with you above the mercy seat. That's where the blood was shed. That's where the blood was sprinkled. Seven times they sprinkled there behind the veil. And that veil now has been rent in twain by the Lord Jesus Christ when he left Calvary's cross, headed back there to glory, passed by the temple, and rent that vein in two pieces with his hand as he went by. And now it stands open. And you and I do not have to have an earthly mediator. We don't have to have an earthly priest or a pope or a bishop. We don't have to have those things. We have one mediator between us and God, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. Oh, my friend, I wish I had more time. This is the old trailblazer. This morning I'm kind of weary a little bit, but my heart is glad. Yeah, glad I could be here with you. Remember, it's the old trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans 14, or New Orleans, Louisiana, 70174. And I wish you'd sit down and write me, help me with the offering for the broadcast, and write me and let me know. I'll send you a list of all his radio stations and of all these tapes. Goodbye, and God bless you till next time.